Jerry Bader Show, 1049. Jewish leaders are afraid that a surge in online sales of Hitler's Mein Kampf will fuel a new wave of anti-Jewish hate. There are two arguments out there. One is that it should not be sold without being annotated. In other words, putting in context exactly what the book is and what it led to. However, other Jewish groups are arguing that no company should profit from something that essentially was Hitler's launch point for the Holocaust, and that any proceeds should be given to charitable causes. Do you think it's wrong for companies to profit on the sale of any book, including Mein Kampf? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Tracy in the Fox Cities. Tracy, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry, how are you?
Good.
Good. I'd like to comment. I do not, although I do agree with the First Amendment, I think that's correct in saying that we should be able to say whatever we want to say, but because of the escalating anti-Semitism that is happening in this country and all over the world, I'm torn because I know that we are allowed, like I said, to express our views and so forth, but I would love to see that people take the money and contribute it to charity such as the Holocaust Museum. There are so many people that don't believe the Holocaust existed. And if I can recommend a better book for people to read, it's called Eye to Eye. It's by Bill Koenig, and it's what happens to the country of the United States when we go against Israel. It talks about natural disasters, and when you curse the Jewish people, the Bible says, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse.
Okay, and that sounds like a very good book, but if a company wants to profit off a very bad book, should they not be able to do that? What about pornography?
Well, there, that's a whole nother subject.
Well, right, but the First Amendment allows you to profit off of that. This is
it does. But again, the anti-Semitism is growing worldwide, and especially in the United States. And we love the Jewish people. So,
Here's the thing. I guess I'm not aware of this growing wave of anti-Semitism. Thanks a lot for the call. I don't know that I have witnessed. I will tell you where I see it is on the American left. I see more anti-Israel, and I consider anti-Israel sentiment anti-Semitic than I do from the right. Bob and Kendall. Bob, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hi, Jerry. I think it's ridiculous that they say you can't profit from the sale of Mein Kampf when they profit from the sale of the explicit lyrics and all that music that's out there today.
Your argument is this. Okay, it's offensive. In fact, what about people who find Marx's teachings offensive? Should we be able to ban that? Should we be able to ban Saul Alinsky? Because we believe, you're exactly right. What did conservatives do when they realized that liberals, you're onto something here, Bob, thanks for the call, when liberals were using Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals as a playbook? What did conservatives do? They read it. Now, here's what I think you can do. You can criticize somebody. You can do that. If you want to criticize someone and say, really, you have to sell that book to make money? But I don't think there should be a move to stop it or ban it, as horrific as it is. Because this, like many doors, isn't one that you can just open a little ways, even for something like Mein Kampf. Dave from Bellevue. Dave, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
Oh, Dave is gone. 406-13. Dave is gone, just so you know there, Jason. 406-1360, 888-455-1362. Jarrett in Sheboygan. Jarrett, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. The comment I have is three parts. One, I need to know what the enemy is doing. The only way I can find out what the enemy is doing is by having intelligence about their actual playbook, if you will. and know what they're doing with that playbook. So, hell no, don't ban the thing. The way we know what Marx is about, the way we know what Hitler is about, the way we know what the Ku Klux Klan is about, is by knowing their history. The second thing is simply this. If we start making, forcing, urging legislatively, someone to give their money, their profits, to a charity, we're already doing that. It's called Obamacare. I don't like it. And the third thing is simply this. Give them the option. Let Amazon know. There are plenty of people working for Amazon that would like to support them in having their profits from books of this sort go to good causes, but let them choose it. Let them choose it.
Jared, thanks a lot for the call. And the one thing I think, Jared said a lot of good things there, but the one thing that stuck out to me is those who find this book despicable need to read it as well as anyone who would actually buy the crap that's in Hitler's message. I think everybody needs to understand what drove the madman, though. I haven't read it. I probably will. I mean, I've read excerpts over the years that were presented in academic studies. I've never read the whole thing. It's probably instructive to do that. And the problem is some people, well, it's instructive in the wrong way. Yeah, it certainly is. But for people who would make sure that history not, or try to make sure that history not repeat itself, I think they should read it too. To Dave in Bellevue. Dave, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. I got cut off before.
No, go ahead.
First of all, I thought it was interesting who's to decide once, like you talked about having the door, opening up this door, how wide can it be swung open? I mean, what's to be despicable, you know, or not fit to read? Who's to decide that? And I thought it was interesting also, Hitler was... his regime or whatever, the Reich, was much more interested in controlling free speech because he knew he could control people through that. And he had huge, massive book burnings and things and was very careful about the free speech.
And the notion, Dave, related to that, thanks a lot for the call, the notion that we can't trust the public, that people can't be, adults cannot be exposed to this. Because they'll be indoctrinated, I think is stupid. Anyone who is downloading it, who would use it in, you know, for the wrong, what I consider the wrong purpose, is probably already an anti-Semitic racist. I can't see it converting anyone. All it's going to do is reinforce the belief system they have. Further, those who do not hold that, those of us who would pray to God that there would never be another Hitler, another Holocaust, probably need to read it to understand how the mind worked. Will in Ashwaubenon. Will, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, Jerry. I'll make this quick because I know the time is short. Real quick, you should be able to make a profit off of what you create. It should just be the consumer beware. And that's really capitalist system. That's how it should be run.
Will, I'm going to cut you off there because I want to get in one more call. Sandy and Adams. Sandy, go ahead.
Yes, I think that we should be able to have access to any kind of books that we want, whether it's for research or just for general learning. I happen to have read parts of Mein Kampf, and I think it would be interesting for many people to understand where the madness of this man came from.
I could cut you off there, Sandy, but I couldn't agree more. It can be instructive in a very positive way. This is different, but it reminds me of people who want to expunge the N-word from Mark Twain's works. They're in there because that's what was accepted at the time. Have a little more faith than most people, I guess. 10:58, just 8 minutes from Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Jerry Bader Show.